news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The history-making, first-ever, second impeachment trial of a president, current or former, this time former, starts Tuesday. But is it really a trial if the outcome is preordained? Or, as the impeachment managers asked in Trump's first impeachment trial, is it really a trial if no witnesses are called? Well, 45 Senate Republicans have already declared, on the record, that they don't view the trial as constitutional because Donald Trump is no longer in office. Keep in mind, though, that when he was impeached, he was still in office. This is the trial after the impeachment. The question of witnesses is still to be determined, as are how long the trial will take and what exactly will happen. All of those details are currently being negotiated by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and their aides. But they'd better hurry. The resolution must be passed before arguments begin on Tuesday. The Democrats' case is kind of simple. There's one article of impeachment that states that Donald Trump, then president, directly incited the insurrection at the Capitol. And on Monday morning, we got a little more insight into Trump's defense as his attorneys filed a 78-page brief arguing that the Senate cannot convict a former president and that the House's impeachment is flawed because it groups multiple alleged offenses into one single article. It's a technical defense against a charge that Trump's rhetoric and months-long campaign to overturn the presidential election led to the deadly riots at the Capitol. The attorneys also rejected claims that Trump sat on his hands during the violence, describing for the first time a, quote, flurry of activity inside the White House to navigate complex procedural elements in order to get more security to the Capitol? Nonsense. However, there is concern about stalling Joe Biden's building back process as the impeachment trial gets underway. Although the new president had said they were able to walk and chew gum at the same time, that might not be an option. Republican senators won't agree to take up any simultaneous consideration of President Biden's nominees or legislation during Trump's trial. And on top of that, the trial will pause on Friday evening through Saturday evening in observance of the Jewish Sabbath because one of Trump's attorneys is an observant Jew. And then the Senate is scheduled to be in recess for a President's Day work period beginning February 15th. Seriously? I think they can cancel that. But nobody asked me. The Senate will explore the former president's grip on his conservative base and his repeated and inaccurate claim that he won the 2020 election, but was the victim of a vast left-wing theft. In other words, he's going to keep perpetuating the big lie. No wonder he won't testify. He doesn't want to take an oath. The Democrats, though, continue to press on the legislative end. On Monday, House Democrats unveiling legislation that would give millions of families at least $3,000 for each child. This is part of President Biden's COVID-19 relief proposal. The child tax credit bill would provide $3,600 per child under age 6 and $3,000 per child age 6 through 17 for a single year, paid in increments up to a ceiling based on household income. Some Republicans support this part of the relief bill. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. could get back to full employment next year if Congress passes Biden's full $1.9 trillion package. Moving on to COVID, some encouraging news in that the United States has seen a dip in cases. But experts warn we may just be in the eye of the hurricane. Medical professionals are trying to figure out how to stop the rapidly spreading UK, South African, and Brazil variants that have already infected more than 700 people in the U.S. They worry that the easing of good prevention practices could make the next wave even worse. South Africa is putting a pause on some vaccine plans after a study found that AstraZeneca's vaccine is less effective against the South African variant first discovered there. In China, they're discouraging millions of people from traveling for the Lunar New Year. You might remember the massive event last year was a source of super spreader concern in the early days of the pandemic. Meanwhile, Trump's buddy, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, has pleaded not guilty to one charge of bribery and three charges of fraud and breach of trust. The proceedings began in May, and Netanyahu's plea marks the second time he's appeared in court. In the most serious one, Netanyahu is accused of advancing regulatory benefits worth more than $300 million that favored a telecommunications company controlled by a millionaire friend in exchange for favorable news coverage. That sounds familiar. His trial could have even more serious implications, since Israel is only 6 weeks away from a general election. Netanyahu's allies want to postpone the corruption hearing, saying the trial would interfere with the election. Oh, please. And finally, Republican Congressman Ron Wright of Texas has died after a battle with coronavirus. The 67-year-old Wright tested positive for COVID-19 last month and had been hospitalized in Dallas for the past 2 weeks. His office said he passed away peacefully on Sunday. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.